All right, we're going to try something new and close out this week's show with some bluegrass music. Well, there will be some high school football thrown in, too, I promise. Here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
For the past 70 years, WPAQ out of Mount Airy, North Carolina, population 10,000, has broadcast bluegrass and old-time string music. But music isn't all you'll hear on WPAQ.
If folks call in and say they've lost an animal or they found an animal, we will be happy to announce that.
That's Brack Llewellyn, a part-time announcer who's worked on and off at the station since the 80s. When we spoke recently, Brack had just finished reading the local obituaries, something WPAQ announcers do 2 to 3 times every day. And on Sundays, you'll hear programming like this.
It's such a privilege to be over the airways with you today, my beloved.
We've had a lot of preachers.
That's WPAQ owner and general manager Kelly Epperson.
They come in live on Sundays.
Well, and then what about Friday nights?
Oh, yeah. Friday night is big for our radio station.
Now, live from Wallace Shelton Stadium on the campus of Mount Airy High School, here's Kelly Epperson and Tommy Morrison.
On Friday nights in the fall, WPAQ, your home for the best bluegrass and old-time string music, transforms into the home of the Mount Airy Bears high school football team.
We have people that actually didn't intend on becoming fans of Bears football that listen from out of town that have become interested because they hear it all the time.
Now, you might think this is just a story about a 10,000-watt radio station that's converting fans of bluegrass into supporters of the football team from a 550-student high school, but it's more than that. Partly because of Mount Airy's own history, and mostly because of something that Kelly Epperson recently discovered. Kelly Epperson took over WPAQ from his father Ralph, who died in 2006. A few weeks ago, he was digging around his father's old office.
My dad, he held on to everything. It drove my mom crazy. And actually, in the corner, I saw a box that was sort of halfway open, and kicked at it a little bit just to make sure there were no snakes around, and because we have a lot of black snakes up here. But anyway, it was heavy, and I opened up the lid. There were some records in there, and I looked at the label, and I couldn't believe it. It said, Mount Airy versus Laurinburg, football, November 25th, 1948.
It was the state championship held on Thanksgiving Day. Kelly didn't have the equipment at WPAQ to play the records. They're old lacquer discs. But he took them to a woman who did.
And I remember the very first moment when she put the needle down on one of the records, and I just could not believe my ears.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mount Airy High School football band has just left the field. Proceedings are underway here to open this state Class A championship game.
And I just looked down watching this spin around, these records spin around, listening to this, thinking, this is amazing.
The fact that this recording was from 1948 isn't a coincidence. That was the year Mount Airy, North Carolina got its first radio station. Mount Airy is located in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, right on the Virginia border. Ralph Epperson, that's Kelly's father, grew up on a tobacco farm about 10 miles away in Ararat, Virginia. Ralph liked two things, the bluegrass and string music native to the area, and radio.
He just thought, well, you know, it'd be great if we could have a radio station. So his father backed him on it. They actually went to the First National Bank in Mount Airy and got a $38,000 loan.
Ralph and his father built the station themselves. Ralph's dad was well qualified for the job. He also made coffins. On February 2nd, 1948, WPAQ went on the air. 13 years later, in 1961, Kelly was born.
They changed my diaper here in the radio station many, many times.
It's part of the WPAQ lore.
That's it.
It really is.
Back then, there was a lot of industry around Mount Airy. Textile mills, furniture factories, a granite quarry.
Yeah, I remember hearing those loud whistles from the various factories. You know, letting folks know it was time to come to work at 7 a.m. And every day at 12 noon, you'd hear those whistles go off again for lunch.
There were so many jobs available that if you got angry at your boss where you were, you could quit your job, literally drive across town and get another job before the day was out.
That is true.
Brack says that during the boom times, Manary's 3.5 block downtown had 4 different pharmacies and 3 or 4 different shoe stores. But he says in the late 80s and 90s, that started to change.
Kind of one by one, over a fairly short period of time, you began to see the local mills being acquired by other companies. Almost every time the new owners would come in, and the first thing they would do is reassure everyone that nothing was going to change. That almost meant certainly that everything was going to change.
Brack says the textile mill started moving out of state or out of the country.
It was like watching a dam burst. I mean, you just couldn't stop it.
But while the jobs were going away, some things stayed the same.
There was still this great want and need for and love for this kind of music. That never went away.
I think maybe we brought some comfort to folks.
And there was still Mount Airy High School football.
There were factories within sight of the football stadium closing down, but for that few hours on Friday night, you'd think everything was just exactly as it should be.
Brack and Kelly say the economy has come a long way since those downtimes. There's now a tourist industry built around the fact that Mount Airy was the inspiration for Mayberry, the setting for the Andy Griffith Show. People in Mount Airy may no longer need WPAQ or the football team in quite the same way they used to. But when Kelly Epperson discovered those old lacquer discs in the corner of his dad's office, he knew he'd found something that mattered to the community.
So when did you get the idea to rebroadcast this game?
Oh, that was immediate.
The 2018 Mount Airy Bears had a bye week coming up. There was a Friday night open on WPAQ's calendar. So on September 28th at 7:30, when residents of Mount Airy, North Carolina, turned to 7:40 on their AM dials, they heard this.
N.W. Quick, co-captain and right tackle of the Laurinburg Scots from Scotland County, the Fighting Scots they're called, will be kicking off for Laurinburg on the 40-yard line.
I don't want to give away what all happens during this broadcast, but I'll tell you, there were moments that my emotions were just coming out. I mean, I was laughing at some of the expressions.
The ball, it's a pass, it's a long pass, it's a sleeper, and he misses it. There was the play. Pat Kelly has the ball, and he's going for an appreciable gain. No, he's tackled from behind by a host of Mount Airy ball tacklers, 4 of them to be exact. The field, by the way, the condition of this field is very sloppy, muddy and miry. And
tell me what happened. When did you guys first start hearing from people?
Instantaneously.
We went about as viral as you can in this area with our broadcast.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to concentrate. I was running the board, and I was getting all these messages. They were blowing up my phone, and I couldn't handle it.
And what were they saying?
Saying, this is unbelievable. I'm hearing my dad play. I never thought I could ever do this. My dad is playing a football game.
Brack says he heard from one friend who grew up in Laurinburg and recognized the name of a player on the Scots roster.
And the player whose name he heard grew up to be the doctor who delivered him.
One curious listener even showed up at the station.
And scared me to death.
Brief scares notwithstanding, Kelly says the night was joyful.
Kelly, I'm curious, what do you think your father would have thought of all of this?
He'd say, fascinating. That's one of his words. That's fascinating. And he would be overwhelmed with bliss.
Those of us that work here feel like Ralph is still with us. And when Kelly said he discovered these records with this game on it, it crossed my mind. I thought, Ralph had a hand in this. He led Kelly to that box.
And I'd tell you how the game ends, but I don't want to spoil it, because you're going to get another chance to listen. WPAQ is rebroadcasting the game one more time this Thanksgiving Day at 2 p.m. Eastern Time.
So who wants to watch the Detroit Lions when they can hear the 1948 North Carolina 1A state championship game?
We'll have info on how to tune in to WPAQ's Thanksgiving rebroadcast on onlyagame.org. That story was from Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
Real quick, though, before I let you guys go,
yeah.
Tell me about these black snakes. They sound kind of scary.
Oh, the world's greatest population of black snakes. They're here.
One time, I recall, one of the snakes got into our transmitter
Oh my.
And literally knocked the station off the air.
We were off for days.
Yes. And we had a local fellow, Charlie Hoover. Charlie's still with us. And if we see one, we call Charlie, and he comes and takes the snake out for us.
Yeah, we don't dispose of the snakes. He just comes and captures them and takes them to somewhere else.
I'm pretty sure Martin thinks we're making all this up now.
This is real. I'll vouch for it.